You're tuned into Inside Lowell. Inside Lowell podcast brought to you in part by Washington Savings Bank, serving the greater Lowell community for over 130 years. Make the switch now to Washington Savings Bank.
WellPoint. Unicare is now WellPoint. New name, same commitment to Massachusetts. At WellPoint, your whole health is their whole point.
Boston North Company, offering a wide variety of business solutions to help restaurant and retail clients save money. Boston North. Mahoney Oil Company, providing warmth and protection to families in Greater Lowell and Southern New Hampshire since 1925. That's Mahoney Oil. Francis E. Prevention Insurance. For auto, home, business, and life, trust the agency Greater Lowell has counted on for more than 40 years. Francis E. Prevention Insurance. GoPuff. A grocery store right at your fingertips. Use the code LOWELL20 to receive $20 off your first order of $21, plus free delivery. Download the GoPuff app or visit GoPuff.com today. And by the Massachusetts Pirates, bringing all the hard-hitting action and excitement of arena football to the Songa Center in Lowell. Get your tickets today by visiting MassPiratesFootball.com. And now, time for another Inside Lowell podcast. Inside Lowell. If Lowell is your home, this is your place.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another Inside Lowell podcast as we go inside the Pirates today. I'm Teddy Panos, your host, joining you here from the WellPoint Studios in beautiful downtown Lowell. Unicare is now WellPoint. New name, same commitment to Massachusetts. At WellPoint, your whole health is their whole point. Excited to have you joining us here, and very excited to have my special guest joining us here on the Zoom line. He is an offensive lineman for your undefeated Massachusetts Pirates, and he's joining us, as I said, on that Zoom line, Vaughn Donaldson. Good afternoon, Vaughn. How are you?
Yes, sir. How you doing today, man?
I am doing fantastic. It's good to have you here, especially on your bye week, or is it really a vacation week for you guys? What does a bye mean at the IFL level?
Basically the same thing as any level, you know, just means you got the week off to yourself. You could just lay in the bed all day, or you go home to your family.
Yeah. Did you choose to go back home? You're originally from Miami, right? I would assume you'd like that weather better than Lowell and New England weather at this time of year.
Honestly, you know, I like the cold, you know, give me opportunity to hibernate and stuff. So, yeah. But I didn't go back to Miami. I stayed up here just to enjoy the scenery, and chill out.
Yeah, you wanted to see some of that snow that they're saying we may get here in early April. How are you guys feeling as a team? A 3-0 start. All of those games have been close, one score games, but it's got to feel good to know that you guys you've come back, you've led the entire way, you've gone back and forth as you did last week with Sioux Falls. You've kind of proven you can win in any fashion except the blowout yet, but I'm guessing one of these weeks we're going to get that too, right?
Yeah, that's the plan, you know, just to have a perfect game. The first three games, we had some adversity throughout the entirety of the game, mm-hmm. but we overcame it and we found a way to come together and win. And that's the most important thing you want to see. You know, a team that's newly formed just a month ago, which is individuals came together and now we put our talents together to win. You know, we have a plan with the coaching staff. They come together every day, make up a game plan and get us on track. And then that's your results, you know, 3-0. So,
yeah. How is this indoor game different from your perspective, from having to play on the offensive line? The obvious difference to those of us who've watched football forever is in the NFL and in the college game and even down at the high school level, there are five offensive linemen. You guys only play mm-hmm. with three. How does that change the way you have to play your position, or does it?
For me, you know, I like to play tackle on the outside or guard. You know, that was the biggest adjustment, just like understanding the game is quicker. You know, outside you have a lot more space to work with. You have a lot more people to be around and communicate with. But here it's one-on-one every time. Like you're gonna see the man about three times a year. and, you know, they're going to remember what you do to them, you know. So, I mean, the game, so like I say, the game is just a lot quicker when it comes to your footsteps, when it comes to the routes, yeah. when it comes to the play calling and the stop clock, the time don't stop. So, you know, it's a lot different, but I just say it's really quicker. So
yeah, and you've played, as we said, at all of the above levels that I just mentioned. I want to go back kind of to your days at the University of Miami, major college program, and you walked on as a true freshman and actually got some All-America honors, and you were all ACC honorable mention as a true freshman. You didn't even do the redshirt thing, which for offensive linemen is kind of strange, right? They like to usually spend a redshirt mm-hmm. year to bulk you guys up, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, my decision to go in Miami was to start right away. You know, that was the clear factor in school that I made. But just the fact that I could be back home in my own backyard and be able to play as soon as possible, I just had to take the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. What was that like for you to be able to kind of stay close to home? Everybody kind of dreams about it as a kid. What's it like to actually get to accomplish it?
Honestly, it was a lot of different things, you know. Just people coming up to me, you know, random people that I don't know saying, oh, yo, I'm proud of you. You know, you stay home. You know, you're inspirational. Kids coming back, talking about how they look up to me. You know, it's just been a humbling experience. So,
And then you spent some time in the New York Giants mini camp, I believe. Was it in 2022?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What was mini camp?
What was that experience like for you, getting to kind of play and practice at the NFL level for a little bit?
Honestly, it wasn't really like the best experience, you know. Like I said, it was just reps on air, you know, really a chance to show what you had, show the opportunity. No one-on-ones, just helmets and bag work. That's it for like a good hour practice. So, I mean, the experience was, well, you know, I got my foot in the door, but that's not where I want to be. You know, I want to make sure that people know that I can play in the NFL at any position, that's tackle, guard, or center. So that's the goal.
I was going to ask you, is the dream, is the goal still there? I mean, just I'm looking at you, you know, kind of your accomplishments in college and the fact that you played 48 games at a major Division I program. I'm looking at your size. You're listed as 6'6", 345. I mean, you scream prototypical NFL offensive lineman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So is it still your hope that kind of this playing with the Pirates and however else you can at the professional level can eventually lead to an opportunity?
Honestly, my goal is always to rise from where I'm at, you know, to get better, to get in a better position and make my higher pay. So my goal is always the NFL, you know, and this is just another opportunity to get there. That means I have to go to USFL next year and then to work my way to NFL. Then that's the path that God chose for me, then I'll take it. But the goal is to get to the NFL and to understand and tell people that I could play there. Yeah. So.
It'd be awesome to see you out there. What's your experience been like playing in Lowell so far, playing for the Pirates? You signed with them, I believe, right after the Giants thing in 2022, right? So you're a veteran of the Pirates. What's that experience
yes, sir.
Like moving from Worcester to Lowell for you?
Honestly, it wasn't really a bad experience, really. It's just one place to another. You know, once you get to my age and moving around so much, you get used to it. I think the biggest thing is just that, you know, the staff in the office came together. They had the decision to make either to not have a football season this year or just to say, fuck it, and let's make it work somehow. And that's what they did. And, you know, I think that decision was the start of something great. You know, they was able to get people to come in that's hungry, that's ready to prove themselves, they're ready to get out of this level and go to the next level. And that's the most important thing that I see from last year to this year, the mentality of the guys. Last year, you know, some of the guys felt like they already made it. They already had that championship underneath their belt in the IFL, and they thought they had it. This year, a lot of people are hungry. A lot of people come in every day to work and to actually get better and to improve their craft, even though it's still a little bit different from what they used to. We all came in with the same mindset to get better and the win. So that's the most important thing I see this year.
Yeah, it was interesting. You could kind of sense that in the arena. I was in attendance Friday night, and the team you were playing, the Sioux Falls Storm, actually knocked you guys out of the playoffs, came roaring back in the fourth quarter. It looked like you guys played with a little more attitude and revenge on your minds. The moment you took the field, I mean, your defensive guys threw two opposing ball carriers into the stands in the first half alone, I think.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't think it was more of a revenge type of day for us. It was just more of a, we haven't had a complete game on all three phases of the game. It's like offense, defense, and special teams. And this week we need to improve that. We need to get better by even just a small step, just get better. And like I said, last game, the defense really stepped up. Like, they were making good plays, they're making great plays in great situations, and that what helped us to seal the win because of the defense. Yeah.
You seem to be getting a lot of attention in your new home. Obviously, you're a big deal to those of us here in Lowell, but that last Friday's game even featured an ESPN Top 10 play, the top play, their number one play. Yeah. Amazing catch by your receiver, Thomas Owens. Did you get to actually see it on the field, or were you too busy turned around trying to keep your guy away from your quarterback?
I saw it on the field, but that's T.O. You know, he made catches like that all the time, so it wasn't really a surprise to me. Like, he's able to do that at any point in the moment, and he came up big and got a great recognition. So, you know, I'm just proud of him. He able to just show his talents off ESPN. That's really big. So,
yeah. It was very exciting for all of us. So you get the bye week this week. You're back in action at home again, Friday, April 12th against the Iowa Barnstormers. What do we know about Iowa, and what's the big challenge for you guys going to be?
Honestly, I haven't really been on Iowa. My mind's on this bye week. You know, we really haven't had like a really break to ourselves since we got here. So right now I'm just focused on getting my body right, going to workouts, you know, just making sure that I'm healthy for that game. We'll start game planning as soon as we get back as a team, and, you know, just making sure that we all on the same page and in good shape to actually play. You know, that's the real biggest thing for this bye week, is to stay in shape, but also enjoy yourself and get your body right, because we still have a game to play next week. So. Yeah,
those bye weeks are huge for giving the body a chance to recover. And you get another one later in the year as well, right?
I think we got three this year, so if I'm not mistaken. So
awesome. Well, make the most of them. We certainly appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your schedule and your rest this week to join us. Vaughn Donaldson, offensive lineman for the Massachusetts Pirates. Thanks for joining us here, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Our pleasure. We'll see you on Friday night out at the Songhees. Friday, August 12th, the Massachusetts Pirates take the field one more time against the Iowa Barnstormers. Tickets are available at masspirates.com on the website or at the Songhees Center box office. Thank all of you for joining us here for another Inside Lowell podcast, Inside the Pirates. Till next time, stay safe, everybody.